Please don't feed me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
Welcome to I Wish I Was Brave With, the podcast where I talk about the original classic Valiant comics in chronological order, and I'm doing this podcast still sounding like I got my full marbles, but also laying down because I got a headache after work today. But before we get into talking about that, some little promo stuff. Remember, 10universe.blogspot.com for all things 10 Universe, and Zazzle.com/10universe for merch purchases. And my Twitter handle is @hangofwednesday. It's been a long day at work, believe me. But so we'll jump into Turok, the original Turok Son of Stone, number 2. And it's probably be a short podcast because, like, even though I enjoy these older stories, I'm not, like, a huge fan of them. But, like, I've always been a huge fan of Turok ever since I've seen him in the classic Valiant books, and seeing these older books are very interesting to me. Seeing the Andor character, and, like, the thing about reading the older books, like, I'm talking, like, really old, like, before I was born. Made a lot of people feel really old by saying that, but the thing about books like that is, like, you look back and you say, like, oh, this is a cliche, it's just, like, cliche after cliche type stories. Well, they weren't probably then. I ain't saying this was the first time somebody did something, but, like, for example, in the first story in this issue, The Cliff Men, it's one of these where Andor all of a sudden turns bad. And then he's after Turok, but then he's poisoned, so they have to find a cure for that. And then he has to, Turok has to travel through dangerous territory, basically carrying Andor. Like, this is very, like, formulaic for these type of, like, Stone Age, even, like, post-apocalyptic type stories. Like, these type of things. But it doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, it's a good story, but, like, it doesn't, like, grab me the way a lot of modern stories do. Like I said last time, like, the Turok artwork, I actually like. It's interesting seeing the arrows that point you to go from one panel to panel, or it's trying to tell people how to go. I guess most people don't need that now, but it's interesting seeing that one time, like, the average reader, they expected them to be able to, expected them not to really know sometimes when the panels weren't ordinary, you know, just, square panels. But, like, Turok, you actually get to see him fight dinosaurs in this, which became his big forte later, and it's alright. Like I said, kind of formulaic, but I like it. The second story, Terror of the Bog, has them going against some bog men. It starts off with, like, a storm, which is, like, you know, the cliche dark and stormy night type stuff. Storms are always, like, throw your characters in a storm, it creates drama. You know, every TV show usually has an episode where, like, a hurricane's hitting or something like that. Because it's automatic drama. This story is pretty good. I don't think it's the best one I've read so far of these. But I like the Bogman, like, they basically just had him, like, with a little green coloring on blonde guys and stuff. I wish they'd come up with something better for that, but, it was alright, like I said. The back covers where they reprint the old covers, which I love these old painted covers, it reminds me of, like, old novel covers, too. Which is a big thing now, is, like, taking those type covers and putting them on modern books. But I enjoyed seeing these, as usual, in the back of the stories. There's one that really doesn't look like Turok at all, and it looks like they tried to use, like, a face model for it, but it doesn't really look like him. It's the second one. I'm looking at the book right now, if you hear, like, ruffling of pages in this. Yeah, like, you couldn't understand me enough. But it doesn't look like him in that one. And the whole thing with, like, people not being able to understand me very good is, like, a little bit stressful for me because I got, like, planning out other podcasts soon and guests and stuff, and I'm wondering, like, oh, will anybody be able to understand me? I'm hard enough to understand normally, but enough about me. The next next episode of I Wish I Was Brave will be the original Dr. Solar, Man of the Atom, which I like those older Dr. Solar more than the older Turok, even though I like that character more. So that should be interesting. And just to tell you, the next couple of these will be Secrets of the Valiant Universe, number 3. And then Captain Joyner and the Aliens, 1 and 2. Before we get into Vintage Magnus Robot Fighter, and then Magnus Robot Fighter Yearbook, number 1. But if anybody would like to see this list that I found on the internet, like, quite a while ago, it was a long time ago, so I don't know where I found it, I can't remember, just let me know, and I'll post it somewhere, and link to where people can see it. But I hope you enjoy these. The first couple, like, weren't really that great of a books, I don't think, because it's, like, pulling towards the backstories of characters, not even the backstories of stuff like the Turok, they're basically just trying to insert stuff before, I guess, he was in Unity. I think once we get into the proper books, the regular Magnus ones that was published, the Solar, the Shadow Man, and other things, it would be really good in Harbinger. But this thing explores everything. This list explores Magnus Nexus, which is a series I liked a lot when it came out. Of course, you got Exo Man of War, right? It goes through everything eventually, Archer and Armstrong, and then Unity eventually, and Eternal Warrior, and all this stuff. So, it's a great list, so if people want to see it, let me know, and I'll post it on my blog, and give people a link here on the next episode. But, I hope everybody is having a good day, a lot better than I did today at my work, but I'll see y'all later, bye.